You already know this, Stephen, but and most of our listeners know this too. Butzel Long is a leading law firm with offices right here in Detroit, in Michigan, New York City, Washington, D.C., as well as alliance offices in Beijing, Shanghai, Mexico City, and Monterey. Who knew? I didn't know that.
Well, that's why we're here.
They're big. You know,
they're
when
big.
I say big,
they're the real deal.
Butzel Long is the real deal. And James S. Rosenfeld, Jim, is a shareholder practicing in Butzel Long's Detroit office. He practices in the area of labor and employment law, and he serves as the manager of Butzel Long's Labor and Employment Practice Group, which leads us to a big event they've got coming up, the 29th Annual Labor, Employment, Benefits, and Immigration Law Forum that a lot of people can benefit from being a part of it. And we welcome you, Jim Rosenfeld, to Opportunity Detroit.
Well, thank you, Paul W. Thank you, Stephen. It's good to be here.
Nice to have you here. Tell us about this. I know it's your 29th annual one, but I bet every year it's a little different and other things come to mind that are important that we need to know about. So give us just kind of an overview of the seminar.
Well, let me just say something from the outset, as we are going to be talking about in our panel discussion, differences in generations in handling a multi-generational workplace. Yes, pun intended, this is not your father's labor law seminar. We have a seminar that's designed to give our attendees opportunities. They can choose from 12 different workshops, be that in the benefits area, immigration area. Obviously, immigration is a huge topic right now. A lot of employers dealing with it, especially here in Southeast Michigan, as well as your traditional topics dealing with managing Americans with Disabilities Act or Family Medical Leave Act or dealing with problem employees. But what we do, besides providing the workshops, is we also set up a panel discussion where we're going to have folks in the community join us, as well as some experts on our at our firm, to talk about multi-generational diversity, to talk about managing different generations in the workplace. But what we do ahead of time, maybe some frustrated actors among the litigation and trial attorneys in our group, we do a little role play where we will actually act out some of the incidents that can occur in the workplace when one generation conflicts with another. And then we follow up from that and use some of the examples in our role plays in our panel discussion. The panel is going to be dynamite this year. We're going to have not only my partner John Hancock, who's probably done as much training as anyone in the state on workforce diversity and creating great places to work, but also Rebecca Davies, who's a mentor at Walsh College with a group of HR and other professionals. And then in addition, from the community, we've got the CFO from Shinola Detroit, Jonathan Hughes, along with the Vice President and General Counsel of MGM, former partner Lou Theros, who are going to be to talk about what is actually going on in their workplaces, what they see, and how they figure out ways to manage and to provide an inclusive environment, which is the key, an inclusive environment for all generations to make workplaces most productive and happier places to be.
So there's a lot going on in this. Jim Rosenfeld with us, Butzel Long Law Firm, in their 29th annual Labor, Employment, Benefits, and Immigration Law Forum, Employee Benefits Traps for the Unwary, Concerns of Aging and Unhealthy Workforce, New Overtime Exemption Regulations, LGBT Issues, Accommodation Issues. The list is long. Now, who is this for? Who would be your primary person you're aiming this at and that should register and come?
Well, really, anybody involved in business who deal with people. So the prime would be your HR professionals, your HR leadership, as well as those that are dealing with employees on a day-to-day basis, but also, in particular, COO, CFO, CEO types are also very welcome and do attend. Especially in the mid-market or perhaps smaller businesses, you will get the CEOs and COOs. But also, we represent all sizes of business, from major automotive suppliers to retailers, et cetera. Some of their top leadership, some of their C-suite folks also join us.
This is excellent. Oh, I think, don't you think? Well, it's an excellent opportunity for people who know that they need to be up on the very latest, and this is a one-stop shopping, if you will, way to get on top of everything that you need to know.
When you're a small business, a middle business, you're too busy running your business to know what you need to talk to counsel about, and you can't spend 8 hours with counsel to say, oh, what about this, what about that? And so what this allows you to do is hone in on the issues that involve you and your business, and with a, you know, a strong firm to say, here's all the things you need to consider. Here's something that you have to do to run your business. Here's some overview of this. Here's some real life experience for this role play that goes on. And now get with your counsel, get with us to say, let's make sure we have policies and procedures in place to better understand this. And let's go back and look at what we've done to see if we've got to correct some things in our paperwork or our policies.
That's excellent. Could you come and please introduce our seminar?
He doesn't. He doesn't charge that much. All he wants is food.
If we could.
And I understand. I understand you are including some food, breakfast and lunch. I think.
Yeah. Well, you've got. You got to feed your folks.
Yeah, absolutely. 7:15 a.m. to 2 p.m. Friday, October 28th, and new this year, new location, the MGM Grand Detroit.
Yes.
And it sounds like, you know, for people who don't know, your firm, Butzel Long, truly has a wonderful history, long history in Detroit.
Yeah, we're probably, I believe we are the fourth oldest business having been
Overall business. Wow.
Of any kind, wow, having been founded in 1854, our predecessors. So with that in mind, we've always been our very, very dedicated and very concerned and happy to be a big part of Detroit.
It's kind of in your DNA to give back to the city. You've done that a number of ways over the years.
Yeah, yes, we have. And, you know, the Belle Isle Aquarium is probably maybe a more recent example where we've done a lot there to help enhance the island. Our leadership, Dick Rassel, as you know, has been very involved in so many programs around the city, as well as some of our newer leadership.
So, to register, do they just go online?
Yeah, it's an online registration. Just go to www.butzel.com, and you'll be able to find the registration right there at the top. You'll be able to click into where our labor seminar forum is listed.
Butzel, BUTZEL.com. Maybe you could put /event. Maybe that would get you there even faster, but you're going to get there anyway. And if you're in any of the HR areas, or you're running the company in any of the C-class offices or anything, this is stuff you need to know. And it would take you a longer time to learn all these different things if you didn't go to a one-day seminar like this. That is basically, there's like a $190 registration fee, but it's basically getting free legal advice that could save you big time and troubles and money down the road.
You're getting $10,000 of attorney fees for $190 and stuff you didn't know, plus other business people that you'll meet and like-minded folks who are trying to solve the same issues. Plus, when you're dealing with intergenerational things, it's just the general thing. How do you work with a millennial versus you work with what you're normally used to, and what difference it is, and the nuances that you find by being around like-minded people that are trying to solve the same thing, and business owners, is it's complete value to, and it's a necessary allotment of your time.
Yes, well, I think that's right. And actually, we have some clients and some attendees will come with two or three people from the company, and they'll look at that panoply of workshops, and they'll pick and choose and make sure they cover what they need to cover for their company.
Makes sense.
So that is a very nice feature, that you can actually design the training that you want, that you feel you need, instead of just being told this is what you're going to learn today.
And some of in those seminars and panelists, new overtime exemption regulations, employee benefits, traps for the unwary, new protection for trade secrets, regulating employees' off-duty conduct, that's become big, dealing with a troubled employee, proactively managing leave issues, accommodation issues. These are things that people
this
have
is
to
real
deal
life.
With.
Real life. And real life, running the business via, you know, making sure you're in compliance with the law, is not just dealing with a troubled employee. You know, everybody wants to visit that issue time and time again. The idea is not to hire them, but that's a whole other story. But the idea of, you know, managing leave issues, I mean, that's a big thing. The new overtime law is a big thing. And you can be so out of compliance so quick, and then all of a sudden have this wonderful federal government come in and charge you a nice fine. And then you got to hire an attorney and pay the fine.
Right.
Better do the work ahead of time. Be proactive.
But what's this mean, though, as we're picking Jim Rosenfeld's brain, speaking of free legal advice?
Uh-oh.
What does it mean, don't gamble with I-9s?
Well, you want to make sure with the under the immigration laws, too, that you've got filled out for your employees a proper I-9, and there are steps to be taken to make sure that it is done timely.
That's to protect yourself, so if they happen to be here illegally,
correct,
you've covered yourself.
Correct.
I do it incorrectly or not forthright with it.
Well, that's a problem, obviously.
Correct.
You don't
correct.
Want to mess around You've with got, that.
That's right. There, and the fines can be substantial, and more importantly, really for your company, you lose a valued employee, which gets back to the topic we're talking about on our panel, which is dealing with not only multi-generational, but dealing with the idea of inclusion of folks from all over. And in fact, what you find with multi-generational diversity is very similar to any other kind of diversity, which is dealing with people who come from maybe a different background that you come from and learning ways to include them and take advantage of their talents and their experiences. That's one of the key things to understand in the training that I do otherwise with regard to inclusion and diversity, is that it's not your lens that you're looking through. You have to think of the lens that the person you're dealing with is coming from. And in that case, when you're dealing with millennials, you need to remember who, by the way, we're stereotyping. Some millennials don't like to be called millennials.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to look individually. You can't just say this person, because of their age, is going to behave in a certain way. But I'll give you one example. And I've had this occur. Well, we've had some of our newer associates come in, and we're having a meeting, and they're looking at their smartphone during our discussion. And I'm thinking, wait, you should be looking at me. You should be, you know, paying attention to what we're talking about. And you know what? They said they were. They were looking on their phone because their research that they had done, they had downloaded their iPhone. They had downloaded their thoughts, their outline for our discussion, and they were looking at their notes, not sending an instant message to someone or not texting a friend.
Yeah, well,
they were doing their work.
And this is the new world we live in. It's the 29th Annual Labor, Employment, Benefits, and Immigration Law Forum for Butzel Long Law Firm. It's going to be at the MGM Grand Detroit, October 28th, 7:15 a.m. to 2 p.m. Real easy to be a part of it, $190 fee, and go online to www.butzel.com for more information. And Jim Rosenfeld, thank you for filling us in on this.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to be here, and I think this is an opportunity for your listeners to gain some great knowledge and have an enjoyable morning and early afternoon with us on the 28th.
It's what we're all about. Opportunity Detroit.